So we've managed to go an entire hour without any traditional punditry about the debate last night. It is the day after the debate, but we're going to end this hour with some voices, some people that we really do trust, to think about what's next for the election. Who won the debate? What does it mean for the next debates? And how are we set up for not only the employment number that's going to come out at the end of this week, but also Election Day on November 6th. It's a Free Country reporter, Anna Sale, was at the University of Denver in Colorado last night for the debates. She joins us from there right now. Anna, how are you feeling this morning? What was the sort of feeling last night as you spoke with people there pretty close to the actual debate site itself?
That's right. I was at the University of Denver, pretty close to, but just a few blocks from where the debate happened, watching it with students and faculty and staff, several hundred people, a mixed political crowd. And I would say they have the same reaction that you're seeing on headlines across the country, including in the Denver Post this morning. Mitt Romney was sharp. Mitt Romney was aggressive. Barack Obama seemed flat. And I heard that both from Romney supporters and from Obama supporters. But I do want to note that overall, the mood was pretty subdued. It's not like Romney was whipping the crowd into a frenzy. There was applause in the beginning, applause in the end, and just a few, you know, small breakouts of applause during the debate itself.
So a nuanced response on the part of the people that you were with. Let's hear a couple of voices. Here's Kristen Olson, who's an Obama supporter who works at the University of Denver. And right after Kristen, you're going to hear Sawyer Dargon, who's also a University of Denver student. Let's listen.
I just don't know that we saw the best of Obama today and tonight. And I don't know, you know, I don't know how he's feeling and what's going on and how he needs to present when he gears up to do this. But I just felt that Romney did present well, but I am still supporting Obama.
Governor Romney came in. He was more articulate. He seemed to just be more ready for what he was going to say. And the whole night, it just kind of seemed like he was on the offensive while President Obama seemed to be more on the defensive. And that to me is, if we're looking for progress, you're not looking to defend your stance. You're looking to create new ones. And obviously America hasn't been in its place of glory that it has been in the past. And when we're trying to get back to that, I think we have to go back onto the attack.
Two college student voices there. Anna Sale, you know, the campaign, both campaigns, and particularly the Obama campaign, is hoping that the debate and the impact of the campaign really moves the needle there in Colorado. Any evidence of that?
That's right. Well, Sawyer, who we just heard, that 19-year-old college student's his first presidential election, I talked to him before the debate, and he said he really hadn't decided, didn't know he was going to vote for. And he left last night saying, you know what, I think Mitt Romney leading that way at this point. So, you know, this is a hard-fought battleground state. I mean, you just watch TV for 5 minutes, and you'll see four or five ads during morning news programming. So both Romney and Obama want to win this state and see a chance to win this state. And at the University of Denver crowd last night, the people leaving felt like Mitt Romney just did a better job in the debate.
It's reporter Anna Sale at the University of Denver in Colorado last night. She goes on to other swing states. But we're with Jason Smith here in Mitt Romney country. He's a political reporter for thegrio.com and MSNBC right here at WDET in Detroit. So, Jason, here in Detroit, it's a pretty hometown-ish kind of crowd for Barack Obama. You were with some folks who were inclined to cheer for the president last night. What was the feeling like as people watched the debate unfold over those 90 minutes?
Honestly, it's similar to what Anna was saying, is that people were kind of waiting on the president to really step up and really kind of go on the offensive and kind of go after some of these charges that Romney made, because the attitude was that Romney figured that if I just say it louder than anybody else, then that sounds like it's more true. But a lot of what he was saying was basically the same thing he said over and over again that has either been debunked or has been disputed. And people were just kind of waiting on the president to really just kind of clamp down and take charge.
You know, David Gergen mentioned on CNN that it's probably the case that Barack Obama hasn't been spoken to the way Mitt Romney spoke to him during his entire presidency. There's a sense of deference and kind of awe surrounding the president that just goes away during a debate like this. There was also some people here at WDET who were with alumni from the traditional black fraternity at Wayne State University who were watching this debate, and they were very concerned about the president's performance. Didn't seem like he was having much fun, eh, Jason?
He didn't. It seemed like he was almost uncomfortable. At times it seemed like he was treating this as if do we really have to keep going through this and rehashing this over and over again? Where I was last night was with a group of local journalists, and actually the Reverend Jesse Jackson was also there. And just watching his body language during this entire debate, he just seemed uncomfortable just thinking, how is it that the president hasn't pounced on him? That was what we just kept hearing as the prevailing thing. How has the president not answered a lot of these charges? Because as we track it during the night, because not just watching it on TV, but also following it on Twitter and all the different facts that are floating out there, a lot of the things that Romney was saying just were not true, and they're waiting on the president to take a more aggressive, proactive stance against what he was saying.
Right here in the studios of WDET, talking with Jason Smith, political reporter for thegrio.com and MSNBC. Anna Sale, I gather for both campaigns, both the interest on the part of the Romney campaign and the fear on the part of the Obama campaign is that these debates produce a moment like the Carter moment, where Reagan looked more presidential all of a sudden than Jimmy Carter, or the Clinton-Bush moment where George H.W. Bush looked like he didn't want to be there, and Clinton seemed like the most enthusiastic character on the stage, eh?
Yeah, that's why these debates matter. I mean, seeing the two candidates, the two men on stage, seeing who seems more in command, more presidential, more of a leader, that's what people are looking for. And that, you know, and it's interesting because that's what voters were talking to me about. I mean, as I've heard from swing voters over the summer, that I want to hear more substance, I want to hear a plan, I want to hear really how they're going to help the middle class. What voters afterwards were saying was it was all about style. It was all about how Mitt Romney presented himself, as opposed to how President Obama did. And so I think that's what the Obama campaign has to be focused on for the next two presidential debates is how is President Obama going to re-seize that sense of command of being the president.
All right, Anna Sale, very quickly, where do you go next?
Next is New Hampshire, this great swing state of New Hampshire. I'll be there next week.
Anna Sale at the University of Denver in Colorado last night for the debates on her way to New Hampshire. Jason Smith, political reporter for thegrio.com and MSNBC right here in Detroit. What's the buzz today, do you think? The debate performance or Miguel Cabrera winning the Triple Crown here for the Detroit Tigers?
It's more so with Miguel Cabrera for right now, but a lot of the buzz has been politically it is the debate, but not gonna lie to you. There is a whole lot of talk between Miguel Cabrera and the American League Divisional Series starting on Saturday too.
Somebody's wearing their Detroit Tigers baseball cap right now, I think.
I don't know who you might be referring to.
Jason Smith, political reporter for thegrio.com and MSNBC right here in Detroit. All right, well, we want to thank all of you for being a part of this program. We always want to hear from you.
I thought Romney did an excellent job. I think he's a very honest man, lots of integrity. Obama, I think, acted like he really didn't want to get elected.
Thanks, Marcia in Michigan. And Diane in Manhattan left us this message.
I wanted to say that I think Romney won the Academy Award. I thought his performance was a performance, a total fabrication. He took positions he never took before. He had strange expressions on his face, and I don't think he won. I would say it was a draw.
Diane in Manhattan giving us some pro-Obama spin there. What's your take at 877-8-MY-TAKE? Post to our site, thetakeaway.org. Tomorrow on the program, we'll be looking at those employment numbers coming out to assess how they'll affect the remainder of this campaign. I'm John Hockenberry. One day after the debate, it's The Takeaway.
The Takeaway is supported by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting and the Henry Luce Foundation for Increased Understanding of East and Southeast Asia. Funding for Detroit coverage of The Takeaway is supported in part by W.K. Kellogg Foundation, WKKF.org. The Takeaway is produced by WNYC and Public Radio International in collaboration with The New York Times and WGBH Boston Public Radio.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.